Good evening. You are listening to WMEC Digital College Park. My name is Noah. You are listening to Noises from the Crypt. And before we get into the metal, here is a PSA.
Hey, UMD students. Worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Did you know that you can get tested for an STI completely free? The University Health Center is offering free STI testing events on the ground floor of the University Health Center. Go to www.helpumd.edu to search for upcoming dates. So go get tested and be a healthy turf.
All right, welcome back. This is the fourth episode of Noises from the Crypt, I think. I think it's a fitting day today. You know, it was pretty dark and cloudy all day. I'm ready to listen to some metal. I've been stressed out because of finals and stuff. I'm sure we all are. So I'm not gonna play around much. The first song is by a kind of demolic worship band called X Limiter. I don't really know how to say it. It's spelled really weirdly. It's like EXLIMITIR. Very good tech death. I don't know. I don't really have much to say about it. I think it speaks for itself. So anyways, again, this is Occulters of the Silent Way by X Limiter. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
That was Hallowed Flesh by the band Vamatar. Interesting story. I found them scrolling through the Iron Bonehead Productions, I think it's what they're called, Iron Bonehead Productions website, looking at merch. And I thought their logo was super cool. I checked them out in this awesome black metal band. I don't really know much about them. I didn't do much research for this episode. I feel like I should start doing more research instead of just going off the hip from what I know, but I don't really feel like doing that. So that was from their album, how do you say this? Medieval Geist from 2022. And I didn't say the last one, but the first one, the X Limiter song, was from the 2018 album, It Weighed Itself in Silver. All right. Another band that has done stuff with the Iron Bonehead production people is coming up next. It's Grave Upheaval. They're in... Wait, I'm going to fact check myself real quick. Make sure they're from where I think they're from. They're an awesome, like, pummeling death doom band. Super, super atmospheric. But they get into these sections where they just go super hard, and I love it. The song I have is not one of their more atmospheric ones. Yeah, so they're from Queensland, Australia. I think they might share members with Portal. I've heard people say that. I don't know how true it is, because they keep themselves very anonymous. I don't know why. And they also, their song titles are all the number of the album followed by the number of the song in the album. So the one I'm going to play for you is 2-3, because it's on their second album, which also does not have a name. It has some weird, like, scribbles on the cover that are like kind of look like letters, but it's not a real language. Anyways, this is 2-3 by the band Grave Upheaval from their 2022 album. That's all I can tell you. Here we go. All right, I'm sorry about that. I'm getting some audio issues here at the studio. Something's up with the aux cable, so just give me a minute and I will figure that out. All right, I think I fixed it. Let's see. We'll listen together, and if it doesn't work, I will be back. super sorry about that. My Apple Music just crashed. That song didn't have much time left anyways, so I'm just going to move on. That was Trigramaton. I think that's how you say it. Trigramaton by a French band Archon Infaustis off their 2000 record Orthodoxin. I think a super underrated record. I don't hear people talking about it a ton. I mean, like, enough, but I think it deserves more credit. Generally speaking, I feel like the French scene is an area of metal that I need to get more into, because what I have heard, especially like the black slash death metal stuff like Archon Infaustis, has been really, really, really solid. So you might, in the next few shows, you might hear some more of that, because I might be getting into it. Anyways, up next is a local band, Goetia, I think that's how you say it, G-O-E-T-I-A, with their song Kokuri. It's off their self-titled EP. I picked this up, this record up, just this weekend. I was in Frederick, and I went to, I think, I got this one at Frederick Record Exchange. I also went to, this is awesome, for one, I also went to Rock and Roll Graveyard. Very cool, got some good stuff. I got a Portrayal Girl record, I got, obviously, the Goetia record, I got a Botch record, lots of good stuff. I got some more stuff, I just don't remember it. Oh, I got a Dillinger Escape Plan CD. Very cool. But anyways, without further ado, this is Goetia with Kokuri. All right, that was now, I guess, legendary Denver death metal band Blood Incantation with Slave Species of the Gods from their album Hidden History of the Human Race. That album came out in 2019, I think, right? I gotta check my notes here. Yes, 2019, right before COVID. And then they released a bunch of ambient stuff during COVID. Blech. I mean, it was, like, fine, but it wasn't very high-quality ambient, TBH. But this album, I still think, is probably my favorite of theirs, and I think it's really good. But they're so popular, I feel like I don't even really need to say anything. They are going on tour next year, next spring, with supporting Emperor. I think it might just be the East Coast, but I'm not sure. I know they are hitting the East Coast, so I'm pretty sure they have a date in either D.C. or Baltimore or something. So if you're interested, look it up. One of my friends from back home in New Hampshire has been begging me nonstop the past few weeks to give him a shout-out on the show. So here we go. Shout-out to Roz, Cal, and Otto. There you go. I hope I don't get the begging anymore. It's been a lot. All right. Next up, speaking of New Hampshire, is a New Hampshire emo violence band from, like, 2001 called Tears of Averell. Very, very, very good demo. They only have a demo out. They have a compilation with some other stuff, but I think it's all demos. And maybe, like, a live recording, too. But the 2001 demo is really, really solid. If you're into, like, Orchid, Page 99 type emo violence, you're going to hear it in a second anyway, so I feel like I shouldn't really have to say it to you. But, that song's really short. And then we're going to get into a really, really long song. It's the new single by Worm, Necropalace. And I'll talk more about that after that's done. But for right now, let's get into some Tears of Averell. Here we go. All right, that was the entirety, the 10-minute entirety of Necro Palace by Worm, their new single. I was going to play it last week, but it felt like it was too long, but this week I just decided it's good enough for me to play. That album's going to be coming out in 2026. It's the same name, I'm pretty sure, Necro Palace. God, that guitar solo at the end is so good. It's 2 minutes straight of guitar solo. I love it. These next two songs are going to be my last two. I don't think I'm going to talk again, so I'm just going to tell you about them now. First, will be Gamora Nuvo by Imperial Triumphant, one of my favorite death metal albums of the year. Very crazy, crazy, crazy dissonant death metal. Really weird. They've been going at it for a few years. I think this is their best album, though. They've had a kind of jazz-inspired death metal sound, but, like, they're adding jazz instruments into it rather than just having, like, you know, jazz chords or whatever. But they're definitely... I think they're one of the most interesting bands in the newer wave of dissonant death metal, which is a pretty big wave right now, and it's really exciting to see. Then after that, I'm going to have a Dramalek, Heroes in Godly Blaze. It's the song from the album Psychostasia from 1996. Legendary Finnish, if I'm correct. I'm pretty sure it's Finnish. Death metal band. And then that'll be it for the night. Let's just get into Gamora Nuvo. This has been Noises from the Crypt on WMEC. Thank you for listening.